This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has denied reports that between 5,000 to 10,000 U.S. troops could be sent to the Middle East to defend against a potential threat by Iran. Referring to a Reuters report with a figure of 5,000 and an AP report with a figure of up to 10,000, he said both are not accurate, or neither is accurate. VOA had reported that Shanahan and the top U.S. military officer, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, would provide the president with a wide range of options Thursday in response to rising tensions in the Middle East, including possibly sending thousands more U.S. troops to the region. Shanahan confirmed this ahead of his presidential briefing at the White House, telling reporters he was considering deploying more U.S. forces. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is suggesting an intervention by President Trump's family or staff after Wednesday's White House meeting blew up. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Pelosi is openly questioning the president's fitness for office and says she's concerned for his well-being, a day after he said he will not work with Democrats while they investigate him.
Maybe he wants to take a leave of absence. I don't know.
At one point during a news conference, she joked about the 25th Amendment, the constitutional path for replacing a president. She says the White House is crying out for impeachment proceedings, suggesting that would help the president politically. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says Pelosi should know better.
I think that's irresponsible of the speaker to even say.
Both sides are getting more personal in their attacks as Congress prepared to leave for a Memorial Day break. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Trump administration Thursday said that a surge of migrant arrivals at America's southern border continues to accelerate, with more than 300,000 mostly Central American undocumented immigrants apprehended or requesting asylum so far in the current fiscal year, which began last October. This is VOA News. As the trade war